Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Welcome. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and it's a blessing. It is a blessing to be with you on today. God is good. God is good and worthy. He is worthy to be praised. I praise the Lord today for all of you listening, for you being with me. I praise the Lord for my husband, my wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons, who will be joining me shortly. I praise the Lord for this life, just being able to have the vocal cords to praise him on today, because he's worthy. God is worthy to be praised. There's so much that we go through. There's so much that we go through in life, but when it all comes down to it, we have to realize that we are truly blessed because we serve a God who is faithful, a God who doesn't leave us, who doesn't forsake us, a God who doesn't put any more on us than we can handle. And I'm blessed today. A little tired in my body, but I am blessed today. I am a blessed woman, and I welcome you. I welcome you here to Power in the Word with myself and my wonderful husband. As you can see, I've posted our picture on the profile, and that's just for today because we're here together. It's the best picture that I could find of us, so we do need to go and get some photo shots. This was taken about a year ago, and at our group, at our marriage focus group, and I actually cropped it out of a group shot. So that's my husband, that's my darling. You're used to seeing my smiling face, but that is my husband, and he's always smiling. He is just such an amicable person, and he's late. I don't know where he is, but let us continue to move forward. I want to start with prayer, so let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. There's none like you. And we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are and what you have done and what you continually do in our lives. Lord, I give this time to you. I pray for my husband, that you be with him wherever he is right now, that you be with him, Lord, and strengthen him, Father God. Restore in him everything that he has poured out over this past week. And Lord, I will continually give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. I thank you for every listener, for every person that listens on a regular basis, Lord. I ask that you continually bless them and bless them indeed. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ that we lift up this prayer. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And again, I tell you, God is good and he is worthy to be praised. So whatever you're going through on today, just keep praising God. Just keep worshiping him. Keep magnifying his holy name. Today is actually the 12th of the month, and I want to, just really flow today. Amen. I'm waiting again for my husband to tune in. But while we're waiting for him, I'm going to just go ahead and play this song here. Hallelujah. This is the song that was playing when we opened the program, and I'm going to play this for a few minutes, and I'll be right back. I just want to check on Pastor Anthony and make sure everything's okay.
Everybody
Everybody got gifts and talents and ability that was given by God. Some wanna be a doctor or a lawyer, or some just wanna be a star. Now you can be anything you want if you just believe. Ask yourself, what is it that you really wanna do? Name it and claim it and hold on to it, cause yeah.
If you believe it, you can achieve it. And if you pray and I doubt, you can have it.
Right.
Don't worry about a thing or nobody. Just look to the hills, reach out and claim it. If you believe it, you can achieve it. And if you pray and I doubt, you can have
hold
it.
On, yeah.
Don't worry about a thing or nobody.
Nobody.
Just look to the hills, reach out and claim it.
Now there's no way that we could ever lose. Now we got on our side, yeah. Cause this word simply says that, yeah, yeah. If God be before us, who could ever be against us? And this is a confidence that we should have concerning Him. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. That anything that we ask of Him, we know He hears us, but
My friend, you can make it if you try.
Make it if you try.
Don't let your guilt hold you down.
Don't let your guilt hold you down.
And if you fall, don't worry about it. You can dust yourself off.
Cause some people don't make it on their first try.
Tell us that it's going to be all right, that we can make it if we keep the faith, if we just keep the faith that we can make it with God on our side. And I'm totally blessed to just hear Julius Petty, who's the author, sing those words on today, because so often life happens and it gets in the way of our faith. Amen. Praise God. So we got to keep moving forward. We have to keep moving forward. We will come against obstacles. There's so many obstacles that we come against on a daily basis, especially when we are on target to do what God has called us to do. And the most important thing that we have to do is remember Jesus. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen and praise God. Pastor Anthony, God bless you. Hi, honey.
Hello, darling.
Hello. And where have you been?
Amen. Holding it down, as they say, holding it down.
Holding it down. Amen. I know you are busy out there, and I want to give a shout out to Sean McDowell to Be Enlightened, and also to Barb from the Recipe Box, who are in the chat room right now. And good morning. God bless you both. And let people know the chat room is open and the phone lines are open, 646 652 4832. This is Real Talk with the Pastors, and we don't have anything pre-written down. We're just, you know, basically flowing, talking about current issues, things that are going on in life, and things that are relevant to the lives of Christians. So,
amen.
Amen. So,
go ahead.
Honey, what's going on? What's going on with you? What's on your heart?
Oh, there's so much on my heart, but I just love, like you said, as that song was just getting down, even in my spirit, the man of God was just reminding us all, you know, if we don't doubt and claim it and speak it and receive it, it will surely come to pass. And it's just an awesome thing as we look at this weekend with even some, losses as far as, you know, the publicity of Bernie Mac and Isaac Hayes going on into glory. It just shows us, you know, as we pursue our dreams and goals, that God is with us. Amen. And it's
Amen.
Just an awesome thing. It's just an awesome thing, as you said, to even along the journey, look at the blessings and look at the roses, look at the rose and bush garden that he has given us, and just not get ahead of God.
Amen. You know, Pastor Emily, that's something, because We have all of the word, you know. We've been storing up this word in our hearts, and we have this word, and we have faith. You know, sometimes we think when we have down moments that it's because we don't have faith, but we have faith in God, and we have this word. But we also have great opposition that creates pressure in our lives. And I was just talking to Barb, chatting with her about pressure. So, you know, there are times when that pressure gets so intense, man, that it just makes us want to throw up our hands and quit or cry or shout, you know, and we have those moments. Does that mean that our faith is weak or that we don't have faith? Or, I mean, what happens in those moments where we feel like the pressure is so intense? You know, what do you say to someone who's feeling like the pressure is so intense that, you know, they don't even know what to do next?
Well, it just shows that how great the blessing is. I mean, when you go after something or you're pursuing something with all your diligence, all your might, and all your heart, and your expectations are just enormous, yeah, the disappointment just may be as enormous. But the blessing is even bigger. So if we stay on course, if we pursue, even in those discouraging moments, believe it or not, we're still making progress. Because even that, you're doing more than most people. You know, I was reading a scripture the other day, and it says, warn those who are idle.
Yeah.
It says, warn those who are idle, meaning those who have the gospel, and you talked about that, those who, you know, have the good news, those who have been more than empowered to do what God has called them to do, but still, you know, find themselves procrastinating, prolonging, or putting off what God has called them to do. So for those of us who are doing what God has called us to do, we need to encourage one another in the battle. And that's part of what this broadcast is all about. You know, I was speaking to someone today, and they were telling me, you know, a powerful man of God, telling me that, you know, the laptop went down, the desktop went down, the home computer went down, and he just recognized it as spiritual warfare.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just that. You know, your technology's failing. Sometimes the relationship is going off course, and you don't know what's going on, where did it go wrong. And sometimes the money, like you said, just things just begin to happen, and they become insurmountable. But we still must press on and press through, because God is able to do abundantly and above all that we can ever ask or imagine. So, Pastor Rebecca, in those moments, you do need a word of encouragement.
Yeah.
Because we all go there.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know I have those moments. I've had those moments. I'm right now, I have a problem with my ears, and I've had it for a couple of days that I created. You know, and sometimes we have problems that we create, and those are problems that makes us realize. It brings the word into clarity for me, because I did something. I put something in my ear, and I know I did not have any business doing that, and I've been to the physician on several occasions because I keep repeating the same behavior. And even just this morning as I was making our bed, honey, the Lord showed me. He was like, Rebecca, you know, if you keep doing the same things over and over again that you've always done, you're going to keep getting the same results over and over again. friend that you've always gotten. You're going to keep sending yourself to the doctor. You're going to keep putting yourself in misery as long as you keep doing this behavior. And it was like a chastisement. And I had to chuckle because, you know, the Bible tells us that the Lord chastises those whom he loves. And I was like, wow, God, you know, you didn't have to take it there. And I tried to heal, you know, heal myself. You know, we have the gift of healing where we can heal the sick, right? But I could lay hands on myself. I put some cortisone on the ear and in the ear. And God was like, no, I'm not going to. You told me last night that the Lord had given me grace and mercy. But God said, no, you're going to take yourself to the doctor again. Because you created this, you know. So sometimes we create stuff, but there are other times when we haven't done anything but do what God has called us to do. And those are the times when the enemy comes in like a flood. But we have to remember that those are also the times that the Lord raises up a standard against the enemy. And the standard is, no, take your hand off of my child. Take your hand off of my plan. My plan in my child's life, in my son's life, in my daughter's life shall prevail, says the Lord. So we have to realize that when we are not doing anything to contribute to the destruction, when it's truly spiritual warfare, that God is on our side and he will stand up for us. We don't have to fight that battle.
Amen. And James, you know, the book of James reminds us of that in that first chapter. It says if we lack wisdom to ask God.
Yeah.
That's part of the whole thing, us opening our mouths, praying, communicating with a God that's able to give us the things that we need, that is a necessity for us to accomplish and fulfill our purpose in life. So when we ask and humble ourselves, it says that if we ask according to his will, we know that he hears us. And if he hears us, we know that we'll have what he said we'll have. But as that James scripture reminds us, it says that think it not strange the fiery trials and the trouble and the tribulations and the problems that come to our lives, because they are sent to develop and produce perseverance.
My God.
And I'm going to say, once we develop that characteristic of perseverance, it says we'll lack nothing.
My God.
And
no,
that scripture blesses me. That thing blesses me so mightily. It says we'll lack nothing once we get that characteristic of perseverance in our spirit. But it's just an awesome thing that we know God is working behind the scenes to develop in us what we need to succeed in every area of life.
Wow. And, you know, another thing that really gets me and trips me up is if I start looking at what it is, if I start looking at the circumstances, I find myself getting discouraged by what I see. And that's a word for somebody out there, that if you look at the circumstances, you're going to continually be discouraged by what you see, because the devil is a deceiver. The devil is a deceiver, so he will make things look like they're worse than they are, and he will make it look like you're never coming out of that thing, and he will make it look like the people in your life are never going to change or that you haven't changed. He will make it look like there will never be enough money, that you will never be successful. He will make it look like all of your friends are turning their backs on you, and he will make it look like you can't make it, but that's why we can't look at what it is. I keep telling people that what it looks like is not really what it is. What it is really not what it is. What it is what God says it is.
Amen. Amen. Again, as you were talking about that, I think about when you wrote your first book. We had such big expectations, and we did sell thousands of them. But initially, you know, for those of you who wrote books or have cut CDs or who have started a venture, and you really don't get the kind of support and backing that you thought you would have gotten from certain folk. And it can be, you know, sort of take the wind out of your sail. But even as you were just saying, you know, looking at those circumstances, even the people disappointing us, God still says, take your eyes off of people. Because that's never who I told you to rely on in the first place.
Wow.
And he'll make it so that we only can rely on him.
Yes. And won't people always... not always, but in most cases, when we put our hope in people and when we put our expectations on people, people will disappoint us, you know, because it's the nature of man And not only because it's the nature of man, but because people cannot do for us what only God can do. There are some things that only God can do. Only God can be the lifter of your head when you feel like crying, when you're depressed, when you feel like quitting and giving up. Only God. And that's why his word is so important. That's why we have to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. That's why we have to recognize that he is the author and finisher of our faith. That's why we have to believe in the impossible. And that's why we have to have faith in God. We have to have faith, not in our faith, but we have to have faith in God. And also, that's why we have to not grow weary in well-doing. See,
oh, God, say
my
that
God,
again.
We
that
have is. To not grow weary in
yes.
well-doing. My God, no.
I said it quicker when you said it.
Oh, Jesus. Look, you know that you're doing what you're doing, Pastor Anthony. You say do what you do for people, for God, and not for people. Did I mess that up again?
Do what you do for people, but don't do it for people.
Okay.
Do what you do for people, but don't do it for people. Do it for God.
Do it for God. Right, exactly. So when you do that, right, it keeps your focus right, because now, and it keeps your mindset in to a point where you know, you're determined in your mind that you're going to complete this job for God. So when you know that your purpose is wrapped up in God and that everything that you do is for the glory of God, then you're not going to be so quick to be discouraged, because you're going to fight. You're going to fight for the purpose for which you have been born, which means that you're going to persevere. You're going to keep moving forward in spite of any obstacle that comes your way. You know that what you're doing is not for the people, and it's not about the obstacles. It's not about the circumstances. It's not about the fame, the fortune, or the money, but it's about God getting the glory. Then that is enough to keep you moving forward, to keep you pressing forward, to keep you fighting after you've done all to keep you standing.
Amen. And again, we don't want to presume that everybody, you know, on the line or will listen to the archives is doing what God has told them to do. Even as you was talking, God showed me some people haven't even gotten started. And
wow.
It's just amazing that as we look at people and look at their shortcomings and look at the, you know, what we deem to be their failures, sometimes that instills fear in us. But God is speaking to somebody today. I need you to do and begin to roll out the plan and strategy that I've given you a long time ago. And
right,
I'm speaking prophetically
it.
Right now, because God is telling somebody, you know what to do, you know how to do it, and yet you're still procrastinating. So it's just awesome that we're encouraging those who are out here with us, but there are also those who really have not even started the mission that God has given them to do. You know, as you read in that church, you talked about the woman with the issue of blood who went to many physicians, and she suffered. She suffered and lost great money just going to different doctors and got worse instead of better. And, you know, sometimes in our world, people go from bad to worse, from worse to worse, from worse to pitiful, and, you know, go broker or sicker or angrier. And God is saying, I'm holding out the scepter. I am ready to give you a blessing beyond measure if you just line up with my will for your life.
My God.
And that's just an awesome thing when you know you're in the will of God. And that's why we're in, you know, when we started this church in New Jersey area, God has called us to do this.
Wow.
And even this internet ministry here. It's just so awesome when you're in the will of God. You have a passion. You have a zeal. You have a energy and an enthusiasm that you know man has created. Only the Spirit of God can create in you.
Amen. Amen.
So it's just an awesome thing. If you have the power of the Holy Ghost in you today, you have a power that is just so awesome. Until you start to access it, you'll never know that great power that resides on the inside of you.
Wow. And that's amazing, because I was reading this morning about mustard seed faith. When you have faith as a mustard seed, my God, you can say to that mountain that's looking at you in the face right now, move from here to there, and that mountain shall be moved. You know, we don't realize that we have the power to speak to our trouble. You know, we have the power to tell trouble, I'm not going to let you trouble me. And even if the trouble doesn't go away, we have the power to ignore that trouble and not focus on that trouble to give it more power in our lives than it deserves to have. You know, because what we focus on grows. You know, what you feed grows. Dana, Miss Dana Neal is in our chat room for the first time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Dana is faithful. She's a faithful listener, and she's been listening via the stream, so you never see her. She's been listening behind the scenes, and she's in the chat room today. And she said, look up and not out. And that is just so important that we have to look up at God, look up at Jesus, and not out. We have to keep our minds on heavenly things, things in heaven, and not the things on the earthly realm. We wear this life as a loose-fitting garment, you know, the things of this world as a loose-fitting garment. But we wear our lives as a badge of honor, knowing that our lives have been created, that we have come into existence to bring glory to God in our lives. And that means that we should be successful in everything that we endeavor to do, as long as we stay connected to the vine, as long as we meditate on the Lord, as long as we delight in the word of God and in his law, we'll be like trees planted by streams of water, and whatsoever we do will prosper. Pastor Anthony, I asked God this question. I said, God, why are so many people having so many problems? You know, I feel like I'm in a bubble. I feel like I'm in a bubble. And I was telling God this morning, as I was making the bed, I was talking to the Lord in my mind, and I'm like, I feel like I'm living in a bubble, because we were having a conversation with my cousin on this weekend, and we were talking about, you know, how the world is so violent and how people will come against you. And Michael, he's into Kung Fu, and he says you always have to be prepared to protect yourself when people come against you. And I made the statement, I'm sitting there at the kitchen table at my mom's house, and I'm thinking, well, I don't expect any of that stuff to happen to me. Like, I don't expect a police officer to beat me up on the side of the road. You know, I know this is something that's prevalent in our society. And, you know, I kind of felt bad about it, because in my heart of hearts, I'm believing that God will not let evil befall me. The proverb says that God will not let evil befall you. I mean, no, I know bad things happen to good people, but basically, if we're lined up with God's will, you know, the word pretty much says that God will protect us. He'll put a hedge of protection around us, and that he will keep the evil one away from us, and he will not deliver us up to our enemies. So when I think about that, you know, I have my faith in that word. You know, I've stored that word up, and the word and the spirit of the Lord tells me that God will protect me. So I don't have to fight flesh and blood, is what I'm saying. I believe that every battle can be won in the spiritual realm. But I feel like I'm in a bubble when I talk to people who feel like we have to go out and we have to fight. You know, we have to pick up weapons, and we have to, you know, recruit people who are willing to go to war. I don't know. I feel like I'm in a bubble. And God showed me. He said, you are in the bubble of my protection. You know, he showed me that so clearly, that I'm in the bubble of his protection, that he has protected me. And if anything bad does happen, like say I'm robbed or something happens to me, I'm mugged or something, God says that it's not going to be able to destroy me, even if it happens, because we live in a wicked world. But he said it's still working out for my good. So, I mean, it's hard to look at life like that, but I'm looking at the Romans 8:28. That says all things work together for the good of those who love him and have been called according to his purpose. So it's all working out to my good. And in the end, how I handle the bad stuff that happens in my life is still going to bring glory to God. I mean, does that make any sense to you?
Amen. Amen. Totally. You know, as pastors, we see it often. Where, you know, even as a kid or in your neighborhood growing up, there was just a certain safety area. And if you were outside that safety area, sometimes you were vulnerable to the enemy.
Yeah.
And we see it sometimes, you know, you're not necessarily talking about disobedience, but we've seen it sometimes where people have stepped out of the perimeters of God's safety and his protection, and the devil has power some. The devil has really messed some over. The devil has defeated some. Because we've stepped out of that, you know, a realm and that the perimeters of God's protection. I mean, all throughout his word, he promises to protect us. Psalms 91, you know, I'll hide you in the shelter of the Almighty, in the secret place of the Almighty. It promises protection for those who obey and those who stay in the will of God. So it's not that, you know, you're in a bubble, but good things, bad things do happen to good people. We understand that. But as you're saying, it won't happen to the magnitude that it can happen if we allow God to be the orchestra of that event or that thing that's trying to happen to us.
Yeah.
In other words, he allowed that to happen to Job, but guess what? He handcuffed the devil when it came to Job's life.
Yeah, exactly. And Job lost everything. But what was his confession? Naked I came into this world and naked I leave. You know, I can't, you know, you take somebody, people are worried about being sued. You know, people are worried about losing their homes now. People are worried about if they'll ever have great wealth, you know. And Pastor Anthony, you and I talk about this a lot. We know that it's God's plan for us to have more than enough money to suit our needs, to take care of our needs, and to help someone else. We know that wealth is part of the picture for us. So we know that God promises those whom walk with him true prosperity. And we know that, you know, so we don't even have to seek after wealth. You don't seek after wealth. As long as you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, the Bible tells us in Matthew 6:33 that all these other things will be added unto us. We don't have to worry about what we're going to eat and what we're going to wear and where we're going to live. Although we should be concerned about these things enough to go to work every day, enough to utilize the gifts that God has put on the inside of us, but we're not to be worried about, you know, whether or not I can pay my mortgage. Look, if God lets you lose your house and you haven't lost your house, but if you can't pay your mortgage for some reason, if there's a dry season, believe me, God will turn it around and give you a custom-built home. Maybe God wants you to come out of that house anyway so that he can give you a brand-new house. You know, sometimes we hold on to stuff too tightly, not realizing that sometimes God wants us to release that stuff so that he can give us something better.
And I just so totally agree with that. It happens not just, like you said, in monetary things, but even in sometimes relationships. You know, sometimes people have been so immensely in love with another individual, you know, and sometimes God has really pruned certain people out of our lives, and we still have, not that that person has become an idol, but they're still, in many cases, in the forefront of many people's thoughts. And God is saying, I'm trying to get something. God is, you know, one thing I learned, Pastor Rebecca, about God is that he's not trying to take anything away from us. He's always trying to get something to us.
My God.
But
my
we
God.
Hold on, you know, we hold on to stuff that's interfering with God's blessing. And it's just all in a way, it's occupying space in our lives, and God is trying to remodel, you know, refurnish, and we, again, don't cooperate with God and what he wants to do in and through our lives.
Yes.
And I just want, you said it on the program a few weeks ago, I just want God's best.
Yes.
And I know his plan is much more better than our plan.
My God. My God. And I want to welcome Tina Michelle to the broadcast on today. She's in the chat room. And also Rosie stepped in and stepped back out for a minute. But Pastor Anthony, and I want to let you know that the phone lines are open, everyone, 646-652-4832. Pastor Anthony, you won't believe what I see in the chat room. To Be Enlightened says that for those willing to sow seeds in the spirit, there will be a bounty of fruit. My God. My God. Pastor Anthony, didn't I just have a dream on Friday night about a bounty of fruit?
Yes, you did. God gave you a vision. And in that vision, you talked about fruit, not just fruit, but enormous fruit and fruit that was unblemished. And
yes.
God spoke to you so mightily about bearing fruit. And that's just amazing that he used the same, you know, same wording, same terminology. And, you know, he's just so on point speaking prophetically to us today about bearing the fruit that God wants to produce in our lives. And guess what? Once he proves that, we're going to continue to bear fruit.
My God, you could knock me off of my chair. Yes, he says, really, Pastor Rebecca? Yes, really, really, a bounty of fruit. There was fruit. Everywhere that I looked, there was fruit. You know, there's bunches and bunches of grapes. you know, and just bunches and bunches of grapes. I didn't see any apples or bananas. It was just grapes, and they were beautiful, plush, ripe, juicy, red and green grapes. And I love grapes, too. And there were some pastries there, and there were people around, too. And the people were consuming the fruit. And the grape, there were pastries around, but people were not so interested in the pastries as they were in the fruit. They were actually cutting the pastries in half and having the pastries in smaller portions, but they wanted that fruit. And it was just an amazing vision that the Lord gave me, that we are bearing fruit. Those of us who are faithful and who are willing to submit to the Spirit of the Lord are in the season for bearing fruit. So get ready, get ready. And what was that on the vine? Were those not two grapes in the book of Numbers that the Lord talked about, that it took two men to carry that branch of grapes?
That's right. They brought them from the land, you know, the land where they thought at least the rest of the children of Caleb and Joshua, that the giants were too much to go in and possess the land. But they brought back fruit, evidence of what God wanted to take them into. And
my
sometimes
God
will show us where he wants to take us. He
wow.
wants to take you to that suburban home that you keep seeing in your vision. He wants to take you at the top of your field and your profession. God really does want you to have that happy home, marriage, and kids thriving, and you doing what you want to do for God, and also allowing God to make your ambitions and your desires and your goals come true. He really wants to take us there, all of us, but it has to happen in his divine timing and according to his strategy and his plan. And
yes.
I just on a daily basis, you know, every day I wake up, you know, I get into his word because his word is the best plan for our lives. You know, the
Amen.
Word of God speaks to you in so many different ways. But you got to meditate. He told Joshua to meditate and think on that word day and night, and everything he do shall succeed.
Yeah.
You know, because we need to know the word of God. We need to speak the word of God. We need to believe the word of God and really
God.
Trust the word of God. And that's when the word of God will begin to produce what God already promised it would do. Be,
Amen.
Do, and have what the Bible says we can really be, do, and have.
Amen. And the word is just his revealed plan. You know, this God's perfect will, as we meditate on that word and let our lives be transformed by the renewing of our minds through the word, and let the Spirit, you know, bring that word into our understanding so that we'll be able to understand what we read. It's just so powerful. Now, when you can see the plan of God, you know, when it can be revealed to you, and it is revealed. If you're wondering what God's perfect will for your life is, then do what Romans 12 tells us to do. It says, submit your bodies to the Lord as a living sacrifice, which is your holy and reasonable service. And then it says, be not conformed any longer to the things of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds. And it says, then you will know the perfect will of God. You know, so as you allow that your body to be submitted, as you lay aside the weight, like Hebrews 12 tells us, to lay aside that weight that so easily besets us and the sin that so easily besets us, and open up your heart, your mind, your spirit, and let God have total control, and then begin to renew your mind, you know, in his word, to be transformed. You will realize what God's perfect will is for your life, and you won't have to stop and pray about everything, because God will show you through the Holy Spirit. Go this way. No, don't go that way. Do this. No, don't do that. Line up with this vision. No, don't partake of that. You know, eat this. No, don't eat that. Work out, exercise. You know, God will show you what his perfect will for your life is, and it's been revealed in his word. You don't need a prophet to come and prophesy over you, because God has revealed to you what his perfect plan is, that you should prosper, that you should be in good health, that you should inherit the wealth of the land, that you should be blessed in the field and blessed in the city, blessed coming and blessed going, that you should, you know, so many things, that you should have peace in your mind, my God, that everything that you do should prosper. You know, God has so many plans for you, and it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. Call us, call us. We don't just want to have a conversation with each other. We talk to each other all the time. So the phone lines are open, 646 646- 652-4832. And I want to let you know that we have so many great things going on in our church. We are live on MySpace TV. Our sermons are being broadcast. The Sunday sermons are being broadcast every Monday on my MySpace page, as well as on our website and right here on the profile page of Block Talk Radio. So you can go and get a word right after you come off of this broadcast. Pastor Anthony preach A Time to Rebuild from the book of Nehemiah on Sunday. And it was a powerful, powerful word. So that's something that you can do when you have time later on today or any time this week before Monday, because on Monday we put up a new word. And you be blessed in receiving what the Lord has to say through the man of God. And also, go to our website, nccmonline.org, so that you can see our calendar of events. We're very busy. It makes you wonder how we have time for each other. But because the Lord is using us together, we still have time to, you know, to be married. To be married. So go to our website. Great things are happening in the church. We have movie night coming up on this Friday. And we have a men's only service coming up in September. Our women's conference, Christian Women of Power, is coming up in October. And our theme this year is God's Leading Lady. Amen. So we are excited. We're excited about everything that God is doing. We have a back to school giveaway and prayer for our children, for those of you in New Jersey. And, of course, we have street evangelism coming up again on this month, and we have a parade. But everything, come and see what God is doing in this ministry. And while you're there, if you're so led, go ahead and sow a seed. Amen. A financial blessing to this ministry if the Lord leads you to do that. Amen. And buy a book. There's some great books on my website that I've written, and that would be a blessing to Pastor Anthony and myself. So we're excited about what God is doing in this ministry. You know why we're so excited? Because what God has for you is for you. What God is doing in our lives is not an isolated situation. My God, God is no respecter of persons, amen, as we're bearing fruit, as we're growing, and as you're listening to us, as you're conversating and fellowshipping with us, the impartation is being made in your life. There's an impartation being made. You're not just here by chance. God is really pouring into your life right now, and he knows what you need for this season.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Tina Michelle is in the chat room. Tina Michelle is Tina Michelle Borsico. She's my new co-host. Amen. Praise God. Most of you heard her on Thursday on Woman to Woman. And Tina, God bless you. Good to see you. Tina is a blessing to me. She is a real blessing to me, as so many people, everybody is. I can't even call names. Sean and Barb and Dana, I mean, all of you are just a blessing to us because you rally behind us and tell us to keep moving forward. You let us know that we're doing something right in the eyes of the Lord. So we thank you for being a part of our team. I know you're from all over the world, but we do consider you to be a part of our team. We're not your pastors. We know you have pastors. I'm Tina Michelle's virtual pastor. But we're here for you. We're here for you. Amen. So if you want to call us, the phone lines are open again. Talk to us about what's on your mind. You know, ask for a praise report. Ask for a prayer request. You know, whatever God is leading you to do, if you want to speak to us, we're here. You know, it's not many pastors that will take time out to do what we do for enough, you know, with no ulterior motive. We don't have an ulterior motive. You know, our motive is clear. It's to bring God glory, and it's to edify, to equip, to encourage, to educate, to emancipate. Whatever God will have us to do, will allow us to do, whatever you will allow us to do, you know, by the Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit in your life, that's what we're here for. Amen. So we count it not robbery, that it's a privilege and an honor to do what the Lord has called us to do.
Amen. We're just so crazily, you know, so crazy in our minds to just believe God's word that we know that the wealth that he's showing us is inevitable. That's why he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything else shall be added to us. You know, it's about us building our spirit man and our spirit woman, and then we elevate ourselves spiritually, the natural things will obviously fall into place just like a puzzle. So it's just amazing how God, by his spirit, is leading our lives. And if we agree with the Holy Spirit and don't grieve it, he'll begin to give us revelation and ideas and visions, and God will honor his word as we begin to move in motion. He says, draw near to me, I'll draw near to you. And that's just an awesome promise from God, you know. And I just love the fact that, you know, you'll hear it in the word if they go over to the preaching from Sunday, that God is building each and every one of us into such a perfect work of his. And we give God permission to just work on us, perfect us, and then equip us to do his bidding in the earth realm. And it's just a wonderful thing. But sometimes that process of being rebuilt is not an easy process.
Yeah.
It is just not an easy process. And Pastor Becca, it's just amazing how you said so many people are on point in pursuing their dreams and goals. And sometimes it looks like, you know, what they see and what they're perceiving is eluding them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, along the way, sometimes relationships fall apart. Along the way, the kids start to act up. Along the way, even sickness may come to your body. And you say, what the heck is going on here? But God knows all things. And I've just gotten to the place where I try to trust him in everything. And we got to be there. We just got to go there. And that happens through prayer. That happens through what we're doing today. Because this is a powerful line with so many people in the chat room. You know, you and I are here. But it is the spirit that is in each and every one of us that's coming to agreement, and that's power.
Hey,
that's why fire fell at Pentecost.
My God.
You know, because they were all on one accord, and they could not get on one accord, those 12 disciples, without the spirit, you know, because they all had different personalities, you know, it's just so awesome how they came on one accord and closed the tongues of cloven fire came in the room, and they were endued with power, and we are here today still believing what they preached and taught and carried on the mantle that Jesus told them to carry on.
My God. Hey, trust in the Lord and be of good courage. Trust in the Lord and be of good courage. Let not your heart be disheartened. Let not your heart be disheartened. Believe God. Have faith in him. Know that God's word is true. Know that God will do what he say he will do, says the Lord. Know that God is faithful. Amen. Know that God still has a great plan for your life. Yes, you're going through right now, but trust in the Lord and be of good courage. God says, as I said to Joshua, in the days of old, let not your heart be troubled. Trust in me. Trust in me. Don't be afraid. Trust in the Lord and be of good courage. Somebody needed to hear that today because that's resounding in my spirit. Trust in the Lord and be of good courage. You may not know how the end is going to be, but know that God is already at the end waiting for you to get there. The end of this trouble, the end of this circumstance, you can't see your way out, but God has already saw and made a way out. Amen. Trust in his word. Stand on the wall and fight with the weapon of the word in your hand, and know that no weapon formed against you can prosper. They will come at you from every side, but the Lord will slay them as they come. God will fight your battle. Amen. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. You don't have to retaliate in the flesh. You don't have to, don't let the devil get you depressed. But God says, trust me, trust me. Will you trust me, says the Lord? Lean not on your own understanding. Lean not in your own understanding, but in all your ways consider me, says the Lord. I'm going to bring you out, I'm going to bring you up, and I'm going to bring you over. Amen. I'm bringing you up, out, over, and up, and you're coming out victorious. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My God. My God. You know, Pastor Emily, so many times things come up in our spirit, and we have to continually be led by the Spirit. Amen. I'm preaching to myself. I'm talking to myself today because, like I talked about that bubble, I just got there because so many things are going on. You know, we still have my daughter here and my grandchildren. It's been over 2 months, and, you know, For a while, I was agonizing. You know, the first month was fine. Then going into the second month, I was like, God, it's time for them to have their own place. And, you know, by the end of the second month, you know, I was ready. I said, they're going to have their place. They're going to be moving out. But when it didn't happen, I wrestled with the Lord, my God. I was like Jacob. Lord, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. And God blessed me. He blessed me. He put me in the bubble of his protection where it's like he has his arms wrapped around me and he's holding me. And that comfort that I feel and that peace, it goes with me wherever I go. And he reminded me to take my eyes off of my circumstances, to remember the big picture. See, we're looking at the surface of things. And God says, I want you to look into the deeper things of me. We have to get off the surface, because the surface is just, we're just scratching the surface, you know. It's just, it's so much beyond the surface, amen, of the plan that God has for you. Where you're walking today is only a small piece of the puzzle. It's only a little piece of what God has for you, my God. Pastor Anthony, you talked about a cake at the table and a knife and a fork when you preached that sermon on Sunday. You got to see the whole cake. My God. You don't have to pick up the crumbs, my God. Even though the lady from Canaanite said that even the dogs deserve the crumbs from the master's table, but you're not the dogs. You're the children of the Most High God. You're not the dogs. So you don't even have to take the crumbs from the table, my God.
Amen.
My God, my God, my God. Lord.
Mephibosheth had a reserved seat at the king's table.
Yeah.
And didn't even know about it. And like you said, for those of us who are aware, our place is secured. I mean, no one can take our chair. It's already occupied by us. So don't let nobody, you know, the Bible says, don't let no one, you know, take your crown.
Yeah.
So it's already pre-done. It's already preordained. God has already decided to favor you. And there's nothing like God's favor on your life. Oh, glory.
Amen.
There's nothing like God's favor on your life. And that's why I love this broadcast, because it's so real. You know, our oldest son, for those of you who don't know, we just talked about our daughter being with us, with our grandchildren. But our oldest son as well just moved out recently. He's going into his fourth year of college. And we're always on him about, you know, keeping his walk with God. He is a Christian. He is a believer. But, you know, he's right now going so many different directions of career, money, and trying to get his degree. And he's making some decisions that, you know, we don't think are wise. But he has to grow up and be a man. But even that, sometimes it can become a distraction, because you want the best for your children. You want them to get that degree. You know, you've been there, done that, and you try to pour the wisdom of God into them. But it can be sometimes a trick of the enemy trying to get you off course. Because he said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor their seed begging bread. We have to leave it right there.
Amen.
And just trust God's word. So it's just so awesome that not only will our daughter be on her feet soon and our grandchildren established, but our son, he's going to get his degree. He's going to have the kind of, you know, future he wants. And our other children are going to be blessed, because we're just believing God's whole word, not just for the church, not just for this ministry over these airways, but God's entire word and his entire blessing package.
Amen. Amen. God said, train up the child in the way that they should go. And when they're old, they won't steer far from it. You know, that word will stay in them. Amen. And Barb is asking for prayer. So, Pastor, I would want you to pray for her for strength. And she wants a prayer for, amen, praise God. I just saw for strength and wisdom. Amen. So we're going to lift up Barb in prayer. And also they're talking about pump up the power by me, yours truly. Tina, you blessed me with that. She said she was just meditating on the book, pages 41 and 43, before she locked in. And it's good to know that people are still reading my books, you know, those books that the Lord inspired me to write, and that they're being a blessing. And for all of those who won books, your books are in the mail. So you should be receiving them. And Sean, I sent you a complimentary, you got a surprise in your package, so you should be getting that. I sent you some stuff, a correspondence from me, so let me know when you get yours. And we're going to pray. You know, we didn't have any calls, but I believe that's because people are listening and being encouraged and being empowered, Pastor Anthony.
Amen. Amen.
You know,
to God be the glory.
And about the bubble, you know, with my daughter, you know, God told me, he showed me that she's here so that I can pour into her. You know, so that's what I've been doing, just really pouring into her. God gives you back what you missed before. In other words, I wasn't the best parent. You know, most of you know my testimony, some of you don't, but I neglected my daughter when she was growing up. I wasn't a great mother. I wasn't saved. And I was a mother at 16. So I didn't do the best. I did the best that I could with what I had, but you know, I thank God for second chances, amen, because she's back under my roof now, and she's going to be here as long as she needs to be for me to pour into her what needs to be poured into her. So sometimes we're so busy reaching out that we forget to look around us and look at the people in our own homes, under our own rules, in our own families. So it's a blessing to have her here. And I'm in that bubble where everything is great and everything is wonderful. And to God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we're going to pray. We only have 4 minutes, and we want to pray for Barb. Pastor Anthony, would you want to go ahead and pray for her for power and wisdom, power and wisdom.
Amen. Heavenly Father, in your son Jesus' name, we pray right now for our sister
Lord.
In Christ, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father God, minister to her spirit right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
Father God, you remind us in your word that if we lack wisdom and ask you, you will freely give from above the wisdom, Father God, that seems to not be, Father God, a part of our lives until this day. So
yes,
right now,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, I pray for that spirit of discernment. I pray
yes,
for that spirit
hallelujah.
Of knowledge. I pray for that spirit of understanding right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Father
Lord.
God, to be imparted. In the name of Jesus, divinely, Father God, supernaturally.
Yes.
Into her spirit in the
hallelujah.
Name of Jesus. Right now, Father God, I have not heard nor hey, ear has not heard nor has I seen what you're about to do in and through her life. But
yes.
In the name of Jesus, Father God, she receive it right now, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Bless her and bless her indeed. Enlarge her territory, Father God. Keep her from evil and let, Father God, no harm in the name of Jesus before her doorstep. So
yes,
right now,
God.
We call her blessed. We
blessed.
Decree and declare. Father God, that she is blessed beyond measure. So
yes,
right now,
Lord.
She go forth in power and authority, that power that only your Holy Spirit can give us. Father God, let her go with the power and the authority that you have given unto your son, Jesus Christ,
yes.
who has power and authority in the earth. So, Father God, we are heirs with him. So I thank you, Father God, as we are his disciples, that you will bless, Father God, and use her in a mighty way.
Yes,
whatever
God.
It is, whether it's relationships, whether it's finances, whether it's her health, whether it's her purpose in her ministry, whatever, Father God, she needs you to move in. Right now, we pray right now for your divine intervention and impartation in her life in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
even
Lord.
Even moments of discouragement, we thank you that you be her encouragement in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
so
God.
Thank you, Father God, in advance for the blessing. We thank you for the people that will be saved through her life. We thank you, Father God, for the blessings that you will put in her hand and in her path. And we thank you for the network of believers, the network of people that will help her vision come to pass
yes.
as you have already set in motion in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Receive it on today, Barb. The Lord's getting ready to do something, a new thing, a new thing, a new thing in your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we have 1 minute left, and I want to thank Sean and Michelle, Tina Michelle and Barb and everyone else in the chat room, Dana, Ms. Dana Neal, and also everyone that will tune into the archives for being with us once again, amen, and remember to partake of the video, the word is there, it's not about us, it's about what God wants to say, and he's speaking, God is still speaking, amen, praise God. Pastor Emily, do you have anything before we go off the air?
No, just go and be blessed. I mean, this is the 8th month of this year. We know that New Year resolutions don't work, but this is a new beginning for so many people. The number of 8 represents new beginnings. So just do what God has told you to do before this month of August close out and we go into a new school year. It is a new season upon us, and God is going to bless those who stay in his will.
Amen. And listen on Thursday. Michelle will be Tina. Tina Michelle Borsico. Tina, you confused me with your name, but that's all right. Tina Michelle Borsico will be with us on Thursday for Woman to Woman. It's going to be powerful. You talk about a different type of chemistry. You want to be there. She will be co-hosting with me. We're looking at having her be there on a permanent basis, and we want to know what you think. So your feedback is definitely important. Amen. So tune in on Thursday for Woman to Woman here at Power in the Word. God bless you. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. And remember that God loves you, and so do we, Pastor Anthony and myself, here at Power in the Word. Peace.